You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you have spent any time outside in Idaho, you will likely run into a goathead. This invasive species is a plant that wreaks havoc with bicycle tires, puppy paws, tennis shoes if you happen to step on one. This year, the Boise Bicycle Project, the City of Boise, Boise State University, and Ada County Weed Control are kicking off a two-month-long campaign to eliminate 8,000 pounds of goat heads, all ending with a huge celebration of the Boise Goathead Fest. Joining us live in studio to talk more are Jimmy Halliburton with Boise Bicycle Project and Martha Brabeck, City of Boise Foothills Restoration Specialist. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us in today.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so Martha, give us the science, well, not too scientific because we need to understand, but explain what a goathead is.
So goatheads originally came from the Mediterranean. They typically grow in dry climates, and that's why they've done so well in the Great Basin Desert. They begin seeding, they begin germinating, and flowering in June.
Okay.
And so this is the best time to remove them. We want to remove them before any seeds have formed because the seeds are their primary vectors for transportation, obviously, as they stick into your shoes or into your bicycle tire or wherever. Mm-hmm. That's why they're such successful invasive species because they just know how to travel well.
So since they're not indigenous to Idaho, and you said Mediterranean, they got over here with, you think, with sheep?
That's the general thought process. They were originally identified in Washington near a railroad. That was the initial infestation point back in the 1800s, and we think it was due to sheep's wool when sheep came over in the colonization of the West.
And so, Jimmy, at the Boise Bicycle Project, as people know, I mean, you fix up bikes, you donate them. And one of the things I read was that when it comes to the kiddos that you donate bikes to, within 3 months usually – these kids have flat tires. 50% of these kids have flat tires.
Yeah, if not sooner. So we donate about 1,000 bikes to kids every single year. And during the summertime, especially late summertime, we know that we send those kids home with bicycles and they probably have flat tires within weeks, if not days, of us donating to them. And these bicycles are the thing that connect them to opportunities in the community, to community centers, to school. And so we have to keep them riding. And so we fix all those flat tires again and again and again. But now we're trying to get one step further ahead of that and actually eliminating them in the first place. The goat heads, not the kids.
Right. Good point. So can we actually eliminate them, Martha? I mean, is that, you know, can that actually happen?
It's definitely a lofty goal.
Yeah.
However, goat heads remain viable in the seed bank for up to 5 years. And so if we concentrate areas where we're pulling in these vectors where there's transportation of goat heads, so if there's an area around a school or an area in an open park reserve, open space reserve, where there's millions of user visits every single year, if we can eliminate the goat heads in that area over the course of 5 years, not allowing them to go to seed, it is indeed possible. However, like I said, it's a very lofty goal.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, I would say yes,
yes
it's
it can
absolutely
happen, right?
Possible,
it's going to happen.
That's my job. We can keep them from spreading, though, and we know that we can do that. So last year we really did. We targeted a lot of our different areas where a lot of our lower-income families live, where we know that they're riding bicycles to school, and we pulled specifically in the areas where those goat heads were growing onto the sidewalks. And we know that we had less kids with flat tires, and those flat tires also mean that they're spreading those goat heads to other areas of town. So we can gradually try to eliminate them, but we can also keep them from spreading.
And this is kind of where what I love about this year in particular is that there's been a community collaboration, as I mentioned, with the City of Boise, with Ada County Weed Control, with Boise State. And when you talk about those high impact areas, Martha, didn't Ada County Weed Control kind of said, okay, these are the pockets that really have an issue?
Yeah, it's a really great collaboration that we're doing with Boise State and Ada County Weed Control. We're going to look at areas where there are these really high density known hotspots of goat heads via Ada County Weed Control. But then Boise State University is going to look at the phenology of goat heads, which means like their growth cycle.
Oh, okay.
And how far they can travel, and then try and identify, based on these hotspots and how goat heads grow, trying to identify these hotspots or vectors where we're transporting goat heads all the time. And then if we can pull with Goathead Festival and Boise Bicycle Project over time, hopefully we can eliminate how these goat heads are getting all over the city of Boise so we can eliminate the spread.
So if you – like I know I've had them. Like, I've gone running on the green belt, right? And I get home and they're my tennis shoes, the bottom of my tennis shoes are full of goat heads. So how do you then – if you – like someone like me, you come home and they're on your tennis shoes. I mean, I've just taken them out and thrown them in the garbage. Is that a good way to get rid of them, or what is the process?
Yeah, I mean, I think that trying to send them to the landfill, if you can light them on fire, but the city doesn't want us to encourage people to do that. So
don't do that without a
permit. The ones that we bag, they end up going to the landfill. So they do end up being contained in a specific area, and that is the way to get rid of them. Right now, the goat heads that people are collecting as part of this collection effort, those all need to be dropped off at the North End Organic Nursery.
Oh, okay.
And that's where they can be weighed, and people can get prizes for the amount of pounds that they collect, and we sort of make it a game and make it fun. And then we celebrate, and people get those prizes on the actual days of Boise Goathead Fest on August 2nd and 3rd. But yeah, they do end up going to the landfill. One day I will figure out a way to blow them up or light them on fire, but not this year.
So this officially kicked off June 1st, goes through July 31st, this two-month kind of push to get rid of the goat heads. So talk to me about how are organizations getting together? I mean, what should people be doing to participate in this?
Well, there's so many different ways to do it. This year we have prizes for individuals, teams, and neighborhood associations who collect the most goat heads. And people can pull any time they want. They can get up in the morning, they can go out there, you know, pull them out of the ground. This time of year, there's not too many thorns that have developed yet. Later on towards July, there will be. And so you'll want to have gloves and different things like that. But this weekend, June 22nd, is Boise Kind Day. And we're really trying to rally as many people in the community as possible in one day to go out there and pull goat heads. Because if we pull them now, we can really prevent them from spreading and getting big and developing those seeds. And there are less thorns in your shoes and things like that. So we're trying to push as many people this weekend as possible. And then for the rest of the month and then the rest of July.
And Martha, what do they look like? Because I only ever, you know, I see them in my shoe or, you know, in a bicycle or something like that. You mean you just see the actual little kind of prickly little.
So the seeds are formed after the flowers, which are yellow. So the flowers are yellow. So right now you could look for small yellow flowers. However, lots of the plants don't even have flowers yet, which makes this the most ideal time to pull because there's no chance a seed could ever develop. And the best way to identify a goat head right now is to know what it looks like. So I highly recommend utilizing the internet, looking at Ada County Weed Control's website. Boise Goat Head Festival has a webpage which has some really great pictures of what goat heads look like right now.
And has Ada County Weed Control said yet which areas people should be concentrating on?
Yes, they. If you look at Boise Goat Head Fest's website, you can see a map of locations that are considered to be hotspots that were brought that were developed by Ada County Weed Control, as well as personal experiences that Jimmy's had with the kids from schools.
Yeah, a lot of those locations, they're at trailheads. They're at different areas where they are high traffic areas. And then for us, we've identified a few of our key spots where we've actually been pulling for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And these are typically where our kids live, the kids that we're donating by schools to. And we're wanting to make sure that we pull them there. We know that they're spreading them, but we also know that impact that a flat tire has on one of these kids. And so this is a good way of getting the community out there, pulling together as a neighborhood or as a community and coming together to empower our kids to go out there and connect and to live and thrive in this area.
So quickly, if people want to participate this Saturday, June 22nd, do they just get a bag and start pulling?
Get a bag and start pulling. Go to BoiseGoatHeadFest.com, and there'll be a link to sign up for volunteer shifts, both on the city's website, both on our website. There's instructions on how to pull them. We have all sorts of pictures at different stages so people can see what those look like. Martha and I have an incredible video that we shot last year that went viral.
I did watch it.
That people can check out and learn a little bit more about how to pull them and what they look like and all sorts of stuff like that.
And then it all ends with a big celebration of the Goathead Fest.
That's right. August 2nd and 3rd is the huge celebration. Bicycle parade. Doesn't matter what kind of bicycle you ride, what kind of cyclist you are, you're all negatively affected by goat heads. So this is a thing that we're using to get everybody together, celebrate riding a bicycle, celebrate getting rid of an invasive species that's causing some problems.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Jimmy Halliburton with Boise Bicycle Project and Martha Braback, City of Boise Foothills Restoration Specialist. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. It's Monday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.